Hello and welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We are discussing season 17, episode 9, titled Hard Candy. Kim and Kourtney go head-to-head over their kid's birthday party, and Khloé D is back in full effect. Stay tuned, we are talking all that and more on Kardashians Weekly.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Ooh. Again, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here, Kardashians Weekly, ready to stir the pot as always. We have a full panel, and we're so excited to be discussing this episode titled Hard Candy. A lot went down.
Yes, so sweet.
It was very,
such a sweet episode.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think it was sweet?
It was sweet, but sour.
Hey.
The girls were sour, and the party was sweet.
That's right.
First they start off sweet, then they start off sour.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes.
Now you guys just make me want candy.
Same.
Halloween's over and done. I should be past this. But to my left, I have the news and gossip extraordinaire.
Yes. Ooh, Rachel Robillard.
Hello.
How are y'all doing?
Yes.
And we have social media guru, Makia Monet.
Hi, guys.
Khloé's number one fan.
Ah, hello.
And one of the hosts of Kardashian News Daily.
Oh,
Mr. Howard III.
Here and there, but you know it's Howard III.
It's just me and Rachel.
Oh, excuse me.
I step in from time to time.
From time to time.
I actually just did it for Thursday. Wow.
Make
sure you guys check that out.
All right. I feel like there's some tension here like there is between Kourtney and Kim.
Yes, she wanted to do the News Daily all the time, and I told her no.
Right. Well, you guys, I'm Dakota T. Jones. I think I accidentally brought up some beef. I'm sorry.
I'm over it.
I'm dead.
But I'm Dakota T. Jones. Let's get it popping. So what were your overall thoughts of this episode? I thought it was a very simple episode. I usually have a lot of notes I have to write down. There wasn't a lot of notes. It was more just like, we've got the party, we've got Khloé, we've got the whole kimono situation. What were your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. I feel like this episode, what they did really well advertising this episode. I feel like we kind of saw this episode before it really aired based on social media and how we knew they, Kourtney and Kim, were going to be in this huge tiff over the candy situation. Like, I mean, what do y'all think? I mean, you were saying how you think vegan candy tastes the exact same as regular candy.
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't believe that at all.
Listen, vegan treats, depending on where you go, if you go to a place like Sun Cafe and you have vegan cupcakes and cookies and treats, it actually tastes the same. But I want people to know, like, it doesn't mean that it's healthy for you.
Right.
It's actually still fattening. It's just that they're not using, like, eggs or
dairy.
Milk. So that's what I got what she was saying. She's like, I'm not saying take the fun out of it. Let's just take the dairy part out of it. Let's take the cornstarch and the sugar, but let's still do it. Because some places can actually match it and it tastes exactly the same.
That's crazy.
So I felt what she was saying.
Howard and I are like, exactly the same?
Howard's
no. It does.
Because when I had they had a little vegan like festival down the street here at the studio, and I had a vegan hot dog, or not a hot dog, but a donut. I don't know where I got hot dog from.
That makes me want a hot dog for all that.
But I had a vegan donut, and you know, it did not taste the same. It was very tasty. But it didn't taste the same. So I can just imagine what candy will taste
like. No, ma'am. No ham, no turkey. No.
No ham, no sugar.
Right. But, okay, so they have this Candyland-themed party.
Mm-hmm.
You would think, okay, if we're just going to go all out for it, we're going to go all out. In moderation, one day a year, you're just going to go crazy. It's not going to hurt anything. I don't think. So Kourtney was very much like against it, wanted everything super healthy. I think she even said something like, we also maybe want some salads there or something like that. I mean, maybe for the adults.
She didn't want everything healthy. Like, I felt what she was saying. She was just saying, look, have the candy. Let's have treats. Let's just not do the crazy corn syrup coloring thing. I think, like, especially we live in L.A. and everything here is mostly vegan. There's vegan soul food restaurants. There's vegan. I just seen a vegan fried chicken place.
What?
There's like vegan candy. And I think when people hear vegan, you think it's actually not bad. I get what she was saying. She was just saying, let's just cut back on the crazy stuff that actually causes cancer and diseases. Because if you can see, the kids had a sugar high. And I'm not a parent, but I babysat kids on sugar. So I get where she was coming from. I just personally think if you're having two birthday parties, why not just compromise? Let's do half a bunch of candy and have healthy candy. Like, I didn't understand why they just couldn't say, let's just do two. Like, I didn't get why there was such a beef.
Well, it seemed like it was also moderation, too. Like, and what Kim said at the very end was like, I guess we didn't have to do all the candy or that much candy. So it's like, oh.
That's all Courtney was saying. She's like, let's just do it in moderation. She wasn't saying, let's get rid of candy. She's like, fam, let's just either do moderation or have some healthy options.
Right.
No, I think Kim just heard gluten-free.
Yeah. And at the end, it was funny because Kim was like, you just wanted it to be like this. And she's like, no, I didn't say that. And she's like, well, I forgot what you said you wanted it to be. But like, you said something that maybe gluten-free something. I don't know.
Courtney's like, I didn't say it. Courtney's like, I literally never said any of that. She's like, all I said was, let's just do it in moderation and have some healthy options. She's like, I never said gluten and I never said no candy.
But here's the thing, though, is I feel like a lot of times Courtney wants to step up and like just say she's right.
Yes.
So I think Kim is like, especially after the last fight that they got into, she wants to like stand up head to head to her and like prove a point or something. And so in the end, they could have, just compromised and had both there and like cut back on it. And I think Kim realized that in the end, but of course she didn't want to admit that she was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I was more on Kim's side, but then I think Courtney had a point as well. So I think they should have just agreed to disagree and just kind of, I just feel like it's not fair that Kim got her way entirely and Courtney didn't get her way at all.
I was about to say, I'm like, I feel like Kim always gets her way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everyone rags on Courtney, but Courtney actually made a point and Kim didn't even compromise. Courtney just was like, whatever, I'm not going to get my way. And Kim got her way. And then at the end, Kim was like, oh, well, Courtney was right.
Yeah. Well, Kim also made it clear. She's like, Courtney, this isn't for you and your brand. This is your daughter's birthday. Like, I understand you love the healthiness and want to stay away from sugars and sweets, but it's your daughter's birthday. So I feel like that too was eye-opening as a viewer to, oh, I understand that's what Courtney wants because that's Courtney and her brand and the whole poosh behind it.
Yeah.
But it's they're girls. Wait, someone I was really hoping to see that we didn't was JoJo Siwa. Where's JoJo?
Where was JoJo?
Was she not invited? I feel like she would have been invited.
I know. I think Kim was like, no thanks.
Because Kim did say she was too loud.
Yeah, Kim embarrassed herself. North was the...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The whistleblower saying, my mom thinks you're too loud. She goes, North, I did not say that. I said you need to be as loud as JoJo.
Kids will tell all your business. But I think Courtney, like, she's really healthy. Her kids are healthy. And she even said, she's like, my kids didn't even touch the candy because I think that's what... Because there's a lot of parents like that. There are some parents today who are like, I don't even want my kids to drink soda, McDonald's. And I understand that now as an adult.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah, McDonald's is great. But there's some parents who are just like, they don't want their kids to experience it. Mm-hmm. So I get it. It's a weird random story. A cousin of mine, when she was 5, her mom was just like that. She was like, no candy, no nothing. So we babysat her. And literally at like 16, we gave her so much candy, she was flying off the walls. Like, and I, at 16, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And we gave her so much candy. And our mom never gave her candy.
Wow.
So that's why I think I understood where Courtney was coming from. Because at 16, I was tortured by a little kid that was like literally climbing up the walls. And her mom, we got in so much trouble.
The first piece of candy
we gave it to her.
16?
No, we were 16 babysitting a 5-year-old.
Oh.
And at 16, her mom was like, do not give her candy or sugar.
Gotcha.
We were like, okay. But we were like, F that, and we gave her candy, and literally,
oh my God,
was a hot mess. And then I was like, oh, I understand. I get it. I'm sorry. I get why parents say
no, ma'am.
Well, did you get in trouble?
Of course I got in trouble.
You're like,
and they remind me all the time. She's old, way older now, but they remind me. They're like, remember that time you gave her candy and we told you not to?
And you're like, yeah, we're still talking about that.
She was literally like foaming from the mouth. I'm like, okay, I'm going
to
die.
That's why you weren't asked back to babysit.
That's why I never babysat.
That's why we took the baby back.
You were fired at 16. My first job, fired.
The first and last time Nakia ever watched a child.
So I get the candy thing.
But I knew the whole separate party thing was not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was really childish and comical because it was like, oh my gosh, like they're both having their party on Saturday at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m.
I mean, the worst that's going to happen is like people are going to show up half to one, half to the other, and then switch maybe like halfway through the party. But it was too extra, and I think that it would have been funny to see that and like have the episode where people are running back and forth like at different parties and Chris is running over here and going back over here.
Yeah.
That would have been comical, but I think it would have really showed that they didn't have a lot of maturity, which would have been
crazy. Just combine it. But they've been, the past 5 years, they said, they've been combining North and Penelope's birthday. I'm curious, at what age do they want to start doing their own thing?
Yes.
I know.
I was thinking that too, because I'm just like, I mean, it's cute in the beginning, but it's kind of like, these girls, I feel like they have their own personality now.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe next year we should start to separate, at least by like a week or something.
Yeah. I start to see when they get a little older, like maybe like 9, 10, that the girls are going to be like, well, I don't want what she wants. Because I even think like 1 year they do like a mermaid theme.
Exactly.
And as you said, like kids now are starting to develop their own personality. So like North and Penelope might be like, I don't want what she wants.
No.
But as a parent, you know, parents are like, you going to do what we tell you to do? And that's it.
Right.
It's like, no. And I wonder if it's really even cheaper, like, to do the girls' parties together.
I would say so.
I would say.
I mean, they're
I feel like, I know. I feel like Kim, she's spending money on whatever, so she can spend money on her own daughter's separate party.
Yeah.
Just well, the house.
It was a comical little storyline there, but that was not the end of the comical storylines.
No.
I was just shocked that Chloe was sitting there in the house during a meeting, just staring at this pin mark on the wall, like totally was like not even really like paying attention whatsoever, and just kind of like brushing them off. Okay, are we good here? Okay, great. And she goes and grabs the Mr. Clean and starts like scrubbing the wall.
I love Chloe. I thought that was a really great addition to the episode today, to see what are people internalizing during a meeting situation. Exactly that.
Yes.
Love that. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. I love her OCD. She reminds me of my mom. My mom has serious OCD.
Really?
So I don't have like big OCD, but I have certain things where I'm like, I don't like the way, like if it's turned, I'm like, let's just turn it this way.
Let's put it this way.
Yeah, but that was really comical to have her like go through therapy, because I did not know there was a therapist for that to help you with your OCD and your anxiety. So I thought that was really cool. And I think people now who have that issue can be like, I'm going to a therapist.
Yeah.
I think there's a therapist for everything.
Really?
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Honestly, true. Yeah.
But, like, seeing them mess up her closet and, like, put the artichoke and the orange, like, separate.
Yeah.
She was not having
it. I've never seen somebody who did their refrigerator in that,
like, Color-coded.
That's like a crazy rainbow. That was crazy. I understand how I've seen some refrigerators where they do all water on one shelf and all like juices on a second one, but I was like, color coded each shelf,
right?
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But I feel like, I wonder if she's doing it or if the assistant is doing
it. Yeah.
Ding 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 ding.
Sure, it's not.
She's hiring people to do this, y'all. Remember, like, she's notorious for the cookie jar.
Yeah.
Lining the cookies all around the jar.
Yeah.
She's not doing that.
Yeah, that's a fact. She's not doing that.
She's just telling the assistant, like, and then double checking the work. Yeah. Like, oh no, this is off. This is the dark blue. I said a light blue.
Like the food fight when she said, who's gonna clean this? I'm like, you know damn well you guys are not cleaning that.
She's like, no, I've gotta clean this all by myself. No.
You guys are not cleaning that.
But during the little meeting that they had, we got to see a glimpse of a possible maybe show that would maybe air online, I would assume, because she said something like, we would release the episodes online.
Yeah.
I thought I caught something like that. It's called, well, tentative title, Chloe and True Take the World.
Aww.
And I think that would be cute, like a mommy show, like kind of.
Yeah.
Like a little YouTube show. Yeah,
a little vlogging. I'd be here for it.
Yeah, I would definitely watch that. I just love True so much, and I want to see more of her. So I think any show with Chloe and True would be incredible.
Yeah, I wonder what I don't like talking about him, but what Tristan would think for that, and if he's trying to like, oh, I want a percentage because that's my daughter.
That's true.
I can see
him
doing that.
I don't think he cares. I think if he could just be around Chloe for 2 seconds, he wouldn't care about the show. Like, I think he's like, if I can just sit there and watch you, he would
be
excited.
A part of it.
I don't think he would want a percentage.
I don't know if he'll be a part of it.
I don't think he would like care about the percentage. But
I don't want him
just
part
to
of it.
Be...
I wouldn't watch.
Yeah,
because I mean, I would, but I don't want him.
He's low key obsessed with her, so I think just for him to be in the room, he's happy with whatever she wants to do.
Yeah.
He loves her.
He would be happy, but speaking of someone who's not happy, is the freaking mayor of Kyoto.
Baby.
Because some shade was thrown. No, I'm just kidding. He wrote a very respectful letter to Kim explaining why she was appropriating the culture and what the meaning of kimono is and why it's so sacred. And so I think what he wrote was beautiful, and I think it was very mature of her to take that into consideration and really change the name, especially considering they could have lost out on millions of dollars, but they were able to kind of salvage some of the products still. But do you, I know we talked about this before when the news first broke, but do you think that this was something that was smart for her to change?
Yes, because if not,
like she
didn't
have a choice.
Yeah. She didn't have a choice.
she had
to change it.
Yeah, especially after she got that letter, it's like, girl, you definitely have to change it now. Like, even if you were kind of hesitant, like, well, maybe I could wait in a few months to see if it'll die down.
But
after
mayor.
You got that, okay,
yeah.
The mayor wrote, like, well, I guess I'll change
yes.
it.
Yes, yeah. I do, like, she was on The View a while ago, and she talked about, she apologized for appropriating, and she's like, I had no idea, and she's like, it really was a bad it was bad on her because she didn't think about it. But she did say, she's like, I love the name Kimono because it had Kim in it, and all I thought was Kim Ono. And she said it was really selfish of her. So I like how she took accountability about that on The View. And she's like, we changed everything. We just put the labels. We lost a lot of money, but I don't want to offend anybody. Yeah. And it was appropriating. And, mm-hmm. you know, the Kardashians, they do get in a lot of trouble for doing that a mm-hmm. lot. But I am happy that this is the time when she was like, yo, I am so sorry. I just thought of Kim Ono, thought yeah. it was cute. So sorry, and took it down.
I'm glad
so,
she apologized.
Yeah, she was on The View, and she was really open about it. She's like, look, our bad. We lost all our millions of dollars. We would never do that again. So
I'm all about someone putting their ego aside mm-hmm. and apologizing yeah, for what they did and then making it better. And that's what she did.
Yeah. That is and I like Skims better. It just sounds Skims. But I got what she meant with the Kim Ono. But it is, because they do get in a lot of trouble for always appropriating a culture. Because I think sometimes when people are doing things, they forget that. I think people think, oh, no one's going to care, but there are people who do care. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I'm happy that she did take accountability and was like, I'm so sorry. I won't do that again.
And with social media, there's always someone who's going to care.
Okay. Always, no matter what situation. And that's why Kim at first was like, I don't know if it's actually something that like I need to change, or let's just kind of wait it out and see what people are really saying. Because there's always going to be people, no matter what, that have something to say.
Right.
Yeah. But I also really liked how we got to see behind the scenes of the team behind Skims.
Yeah.
And how exactly she goes, I didn't catch it. And to be honest, no one on my team caught it. Like, we just kind of kept going with it.
Yeah.
And I think that's an interesting work culture, is that I just hope people do stand up for something.
Yeah.
Even though that she's saying Kim's like, yes, I want to do this. And, you know, I can just see an assistant being like, okay, if that's what Kim wants. But, like, I'm curious if someone did think, like, maybe not, and just didn't know how to stand up and say something.
Ooh.
And I think that's something that people should do, and that I'm working on too, is standing up for what I believe in, and especially a work environment that typically some people are told to.
You're absolutely right. No, you're right. Because I think it was that where someone had to catch on to that, but they were afraid to be like,
afraid to say something.
Girl, you can't use Kimono.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to offend her. So they probably just were like, great idea. Yes.
Right.
And we all know Kim isn't the only one who got in trouble for the culture appropriation.
Yeah.
Kendall with the Pepsi commercial.
Oh, right.
Y'all remember that when that happened. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of gone out the window. So I feel like this will too. Like, let's just get time. Mm-hmm. They apologized. So, like, let's just keep moving.
Did we hear the other names that Kim was thinking? Like Kim's World, or it was like...
It was like Kim's, and then it was like barely Kim.
I wonder what
Kim's
made
World.
Her.
Isn't that what we're
Kim
living
something?
In?
Yeah, it was something weird.
Yeah,
Skims World. We're all just living in.
But I love Skims because it just makes perfect sense. Skin, Kim, Skims. I love
one
it.
One syllable. And she said she loves
powerful.
One syllable.
Yeah,
North. Powerful. Saint.
Chicago. No.
Psalm.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Well, you guys, I think it's time to spill some tea.
Yay! Ooh, we love some tea.
What would you do if I just like...
That would be
my OCD would go crazy.
Yeah, go crazy, and then we would have to have a little food fight.
Oh
yeah,
let's do it.
Well, Kim did spill the tea all over Chris's head tonight, which
that
was
amazing.
Sure did.
That was great.
Poor Chris.
Oh my god,
her children are always attacking her.
Yeah. Well, something that you guys actually reported on Kardashian News Daily was this: Tristan Thompson hypes up Khloé on Instagram. Is he trying to get her back? We have the photo here of his comment, and he says, congrats Mama Coco on winning Best Reality Star 2019. That's 2 years in a row, two-time champ. I love the sound of that. So proud of all that you have accomplished this year. Revenge Body is something that always stands out to me. You challenge people to fight for a better you. It's more about what in life really gives us true happiness, and it's holding us back from achieving that. True and myself are so proud of you and the sisters for everything last night, and y'all are truly role models to our younger generation. Keep leading with love and happiness. You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Let me tell you what, I don't have my glasses on, and that was a struggle.
That was amazing.
You're doing amazing.
You killed it.
But that's like something that I was surprised to see him comment on, just because at this point, I feel like he would be embarrassed. Shouldn't he just kind of take a back seat?
No,
and just like,
he doesn't care. Men like that don't care because they feel like they didn't do anything wrong.
Ugh. It's damage control.
He doesn't care. But I do think because there were rumors that they are kind of low-key together, because Tristan has another baby mother, and he doesn't do any of that for Jordan Craig, mm-hmm. his other baby mother, and mm-hmm. because I reported this on Kardashian News Daily, so I was sneaking on his social media. He still has a lot of photos of him and Khloé mm-hmm. on his social media, still to this day. Mm-hmm. So he's always on her social media, he's always under her comments, and he's always leaving love letters, and he does not do that to the other baby mother. So I personally think he's been trying to shoot his shot. Mm-hmm. If he hasn't shot it already. Because the rumor is that they, you know, they're mm-hmm. friendly.
The only shot he should be shooting is at a basketball hoop.
Leave Khloé alone. He also sent her balloons.
Leave Khloé alone.
He also sent her balloons for her perfume debut.
Yes. The diamond collection.
He's trying.
But he's definitely trying. And I think she's... And she said in the video, she's like, co-parenting. She reminded fans that she's like, we're just co-parenting. But I think he is definitely trying to... Get his girl back.
Just like Lamar did, though. Lamar tried that, too.
Oh, yeah. Baby. Lamar tried a few times.
Yeah, Lamar did try a few times. Speaking of Lamar, congratulations are in store. He is recently engaged to girlfriend of... How long have they been together?
Like a couple months.
I want to say a few months.
Sabrina is her name. So they got engaged. And we also have a picture of the ring. Bling, ooh. Bling, bling. Ooh.
That ring is beautiful.
I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah.
That ring is nice.
I love this teardrop.
I know. It's like that pear-shaped diamond ring. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That ring is gorgeous.
I love
gorgeous.
It.
Gorgeous.
Shout out to you.
So go Lammy. Lamb.
Lammy. Yes.
But apparently, I heard this on the Wendy show that his son did not know he was going to get engaged. He actually found out via social media.
Oh, that's disappointing.
It's just like, dang, I feel like social media should be after the fact. You know, talk to your friends and loved ones first, and especially with successes and victories and in permanent situations, too, that affects other people. Because, that means he has a new stepmommy.
Yeah.
So I just... His son made a comment about that too.
Mm-hmm. About it. Then he apologized and said, I reacted too quickly, but he's like, I should have never found out on social media. So,
it is a lot.
Well, speaking about social media, someone who uses it a lot is Malika Hack. We joked about this on Back to Reality because her new baby promo has literally been a promo. She's been selling everything. But we love you, Malika. Malika and her twin sister Khadijah, they have a brand new show coming out called Side by Side with Malika and Khadijah. And it's going to air on Facebook. And they did, on the show, she talks about her new baby. She talks about how she froze her eggs, but she did not use those frozen eggs, and the baby that she has now is made in love. So a lot of people assume that it might be OT Genesis, her ex-boyfriend, because she hasn't revealed who the baby father is, but she is having a boy. And Khadijah and Malika did an interview about the show because, of course, everyone is comparing it to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And Khadijah says, no, it's nothing like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We've watched the show for better or for worse. We want to do it our way, and it's all about us. So I've watched a few episodes. It's really cute. It's all about them. But Malika is definitely talking about the baby on this brand new show. It's really cute. Khloé promoted it. The whole fam promoted it. So
will Khloé be making a cameo?
That's a good question. It's a cute sit down type of show, so I'm interested to see, but it's all about Malika and Khadijah exposing themselves and you getting to know them. Okay. Khadijah speaks about her children and her husband, because Khadijah's not in the limelight like Malika is.
Yes.
So Khadijah opens up a little bit and Malika talks about her journey with freezing her eggs, getting older and having a baby. So it's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Side by Side, and it aired in October. So they have episodes up right now.
So it's kind of like a Red Table Talk situation?
Not really. It's kind of like, have you ever seen like Tia Mowry's type of shows, or like the shows you see on TLC? It's them sitting on a couch and they're just talking about and giving advice and giving tips and talking about motherhood and love and stuff like that. So it's just them on a couch.
Is it like long episodes? 20 minutes?
From what I've seen, the first one, it doesn't seem like it's really long.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like cute and it airs every Tuesday. I know all this by heart because I just reported on this story. That's why. But it airs every Tuesday. So make sure you guys check it out.
It's
really good. It's a good, cute little show.
That's cool.
I'm going to have to check that out. So let's move on to Kourtney Kardashian. Will she be taking a step back from Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Looks like she will, because she wants to spend more time with her family. I mean, her kids. So she's saying that, I know she did an interview with ET Entertainment Tonight and said, currently they're filming season 18.
Wow.
And that we will see it on season 18, but she is going to take a step back to be with her kids. And she just wants to focus on being a mom.
Wow, I wonder what Scott's going to do.
Scott's still gonna get there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Scott's getting his coin. He's like, this is my lifeline.
But you know what I like about this? Because Courtney's been true to herself since season one. Since season one, she's hated the show. And she didn't even want to film the show in season one. And I like that because it's good to take her kids off this show, kind of, because we've seen Kylie and Kendall grow up on the show. Right. And I like the approach that she's like, I want to spend time with my kids off the show. Because I think it's okay, because I feel like in this world, it's all about reality TV and social media, and I think it's okay for kids to grow up normal. So I like that she's taking a step back, but we also reported on Kardashian News Daily that the whole family might be taking a step back because they're over filming the show. And we might actually see that in season 18. Kim, Courtney, and Khloe are not that they're like not in their best mood, but they're kind of over filming the show. So we actually might see Keeping Up the Kardashians go away.
But we're not over talking about it.
Exactly.
We'll still be here.
Yeah. Because Kim is doing her thing with her family and her kids, and she's traveling with her husband. She's doing her court, her prison reform. Khloe's doing her thing, so it's like the family's super busy, so the girls are not really into it like they used to be, according to a source.
You know?
No.
Yeah. All right.
The source reported this to TMZ and Radar Online. I read that.
Yeah, after they that. Got they discontinued Dash, I know that they are they're willing to let go of the old.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
That's very true.
Yes.
He is the source.
Plus they built so many like side hustle gigs that they can honestly still live without the show. Yeah.
And you know, I can see the show going away, but I can still still seeing them some way, somehow.
Yeah.
Like, we might not get the show, but we'll get Scott's show. We'll see
Revenge Body.
Exactly. Khloe's producing Twisted Sisters and Revenge Body. Kim's gonna do her thing with her husband. So it might not be Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but we'll still see them. But they're just not as in it this season like they used to be. And they might come back season 19. I just think everyone has so much going on. Kylie's doing her thing, Kendall, Momager. I just think this season everyone is kind of taking a page from Courtney's book.
Wow.
According to the source, and I'm not the source, Dakota.
It is very tough. Oh, in the live chat, we have Liza Jane, 8183. She says, hello from Texas.
Hey!
That's cool.
Howdy.
Sorry. Just like, howdy.
I don't know
y'all.
If y'all say howdy.
I love Texas.
You do?
I do love Texas.
I had no idea.
I'm from Texas. I love it. Pick them.
Okay, so something that I thought was interesting is there's this rumor that Corey and Chris finally tied the knot. I know Chris acted like she may never tie the knot again, but allegedly there was a ceremony and everyone in attendance had to sign an NDA. Someone may have slipped that information, but I think that would be, if so, I think it'd be nice if they kept quiet on it and then they, like, showed it on the show.
Yes.
Because that would be something that, like, we didn't know about, really, and then it's a surprise. Because I like that, because otherwise we always hear about it before the show airs and it's already old news. So
I'd like to see it on the show.
Yeah. I don't think it's real.
I don't think so.
I don't think.
Because Corey's only like 38, 39. Chris is in her 60s. Nothing wrong with that. I just feel like after husband number two, like, sis, you're doing your thing.
Oh my gosh.
And that's no shade. Like,
I just feel
like she doesn't need to marry a 39-year-old. Like, living your truth and date him, but to marry him and give him half of your money.
She did say she didn't want to get married. I mean, you can always change your mind, of course, but she was very adamant. Like, I'm not going to get married. I really just want to date him for the long haul, do the Oprah thing.
I don't want you to have half of my money.
That too.
You could sign a prenup, though.
Well, just to be safe, I'm not going to marry you.
Scott will not approve. My little P?
Right.
My little P? Yeah, but they've been together for years now.
Yeah.
They have outlasted Chris Humphries and Kim's wedding. You know, they're married. Yeah, so.
But I am excited to see that on the show. Something else we're excited to see, if you guys don't know, there is a man named Rodney Reed who is in, I believe, Texas right now. So Rodney Reed is a man who's been sitting in prison because he's accused of murdering someone in 1996. But it come to find out, there's DNA evidence and a lot of evidence to show that he is not the killer, but he's been sitting on death row since 1996.
Wow.
So Kim Kardashian, Rihanna, and a whole bunch of celebrities and Van Jones and a lot of people who work in prison reform have been trying to get this man to get off death row because his execution was scheduled for November 20th. I signed a petition and millions of people signed the petition and it looked like the petition worked because yesterday he was granted a stay, which means his execution was put on hold. So he would not be executed anytime soon, but he will be going back to court. And Kim actually posted on her social media that she met with Rodney, met with his family, met with his team. So Kim has been working really hard to work with Rodney. I know Rihanna's been working really hard. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been working hard to save this man's life, but I'm happy that Kim Kardashian was down on the floor with Rodney, and she was there with him. That's awesome. And someone, this is super random, but her husband's taking a page from her book because he's also been performing in prisons.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I think he's taking a page from Kim's book, but I'm happy that Kim has been working with Rodney, and she wrote this really beautiful post on social media, so make sure you guys check that out. And thank God, today's the 17th, and he's supposed to be executed in 3 days. Wow. So
just in the nick of time.
Thank God for Kim. Thank God for Van Jones, Rihanna, and a whole bunch of people that I'm not naming, and everyone who signed that petition. Thank you, guys. And even the family of the young lady who was murdered came out and said, we know it's not him.
Wow.
DNA has come out, and it's not him. But for some reason, Texas will not let this man go. So
what?
Kim, this is her next case, so she's working on this. So make sure you guys follow Kim and everything
Such
that she's
doing. Such an extremely serious case.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, while Kim was doing that, Kanye did a special surprise performance at a jail in Houston. So that's what they did at the beginning of the weekend. And then today, Kanye was actually, he made a special appearance at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston. And it was a huge turnout. So many people were there. They did the Sunday service. And also, Kanye just ranted a bit about some his Christianity and how what he's doing in his spiritual journey. He also said, I wanted to quote what he said on stage. He said, the only superstar is Jesus. And then he called himself the greatest artist that God has ever created.
Oh.
I thought Jesus was the only one.
Right. So we all know that Kanye doesn't have a filter, and it's just like, oh, that wasn't the most humbling thing to say.
I'm sure Joel was like,
Joel's so positive, so Joel's probably like, okay, I love Joel Osteen.
Cut the lights.
Get him out of here. Use the back door.
The lights go down and the lights come back up 2 seconds later, and the whole choir and choir just gone.
I am really shocked though that these really popular pastors are jumping on this Kanye bandwagon, right? When they don't have to. And I feel like it's a clout thing because Joel doesn't have to. Pastor T.D. Jakes, I feel like it's coming, and I pray you don't. Pastor Todd, he's a young pastor, is doing it, and I'm just shocked that they're hopping on this Kanye bandwagon for the clicks. And Joel, they don't need to do that. But I did watch a little bit of it, and what I did like, when Kanye did his prayer, I did like that he did say, because his prayer was really random.
Yeah.
And he's like, my prayer sounds like Ricky Bobby from Talladega Nights. So he's like, it is random. So I chuckled at that. But like you said, it was a really big turnout.
Yeah.
And he's doing all these churches, and I feel like T.D. Jakes will be next. But I just find it weird that the pastors are jumping on it when I don't feel like they need to do that.
Another one jumping on it, Governor of Texas Greg Abbott tweeted at Kanye and gave him some praise. And I let me actually pull up that tweet because I was like, whoa. He tweeted, it would be great if other artists followed Kanye's lead. What Kanye West does to inspire the incarcerated, so this was for when he was performing at the jail. So what Kanye does to inspire incarcerated is transformative, saving one soul at a time. Inmates who turn to God may get released earlier because of good behavior and be less likely to commit future crimes. So that was a tweet from the governor of Texas, basically saying he's a Kanye fan.
Wow.
That's wild.
That's another person getting on this bandwagon. And, I mean, we do go on and on about Kanye, but the fact that the topic of conversation with Kanye is about Jesus and about spreading the word, people are saying negative things, but we're still talking about Christianity at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. I just like to see actions behind his words. Kim's actually doing actions. I feel like, you guys know how I feel about all the negative things that he's done and the bandwagon that he's on, and I feel like it's a political thing. I would just like to see some actions behind his words, so I am shocked that a lot of these pastors are hopping on the Kanye bandwagon, but good for him.
Yeah. Something new that he is also doing. He's doing, another thing to praise the Lord. Now Kanye has an opera. He tweeted today an image on his Twitter promoting an opera that he's going to be at the Hollywood Bowl.
Wow.
And that's going to be on November 24th. Tickets come out tomorrow, November 18th. And so it's like, now not only Sunday services, but now Kanye has his own opera?
Oh, too much. I cannot keep up. And I'm still mad at this album where it didn't feature the choir. I'm so mad at it.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
With his album, it's only him rapping. I like him rapping, but I want to hear more of the choir. Like, he's been promoting this choir everywhere, his Sunday service choir, and it's just him rapping, and it's music. Like, I need to hear the altos, the sopranos, the tenors, you know what I mean? Give me a choir.
I thought that's what the whole album was going to be about.
That's what I thought. That's the way he's been promoting it.
But now with this opera. This Christmas album, like, on Christmas, he's releasing an album,
Jesus is Born. Yeah.
Yes. I feel like that one is going to be with the choir.
I hope so. And I don't know about this opera.
Wait, is it Jesus Born or Jesus Lord?
Jesus is Born.
Jesus is Born.
He'll probably change that.
And then Jesus but is then Born again, was the movie. Like, we got an IMAX.
Jesus is King.
Jesus is King
is now.
Right.
Jesus is King movie IMAX, and then Jesus is Born will be
and then on
Christmas.
Easter, it's going to be Jesus is Risen.
No.
Then it's going to be I'm Jesus.
Yes.
Then it's just going to be opera and Jesus.
No. But opera and Jesus.
Opera.
Yes.
Shout out to the opera.
So I did a poll on my Twitter, and I asked y'all if y'all are interested in seeing Kanye at the opera, and 67% of y'all said yes, while 33 said no. So people still want to go. I voted yes. I'd go. Like, I still want to go to Sunday service, Kanye. Hook me up.
I do want to go to Sunday service.
I do.
What do you guys think is going to be at the opera?
Oh, I don't know any opera.
Adele? That'd be cool.
No. What opera do you guys think? I'm just interested.
I just want to know who's, is Kanye going to be rapping while someone's going, oh.
Yeah. Well, actually, I do know who's going to be there. So, so it's going to be the choir service is going to be there in addition to Peter Collins and Infinite Song.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Wait, Peter Collins? Wait, is that the guy, Peter Collins?
No, you're thinking of Phil Collins.
You're thinking of Phil Collins.
Wait. I was thinking Tarzan.
You'll be in my heart.
No. You'll be in my heart.
Phil Collins is there. I'm showing up.
Nope, I'm not. I'm just going to leave.
Phil Collins is there. I'm there.
I'm there. That's but kind of
Peter Collins.
Rachel just sitting
y'all
there.
Y'all knew. I'm like, y'all knew. You're like, no, you are. No.
Rachel's like, not Phil. We're like, no.
Exactly. Rachel's waiting. Like, you'll be in my heart. Is that next?
Yes.
Or?
I do want to say, if there's anybody in the live chat, anyone listening, if you guys have actually been to Sunday service,
let
us know how your experience has been, because he's done a few shows in LA. Mm-hmm. He did a really big one at the Forum, so let us know if you guys been, what your experiences is like, and if you guys are going to go to the opera and his future Sunday service shows.
And I'd love to read your little review of the choir and everything, your experience on air, so that way we get a direct source of talking about it. That'd be awesome.
Because I know a lot of people who went, so I would love to know what other people's thoughts are. If you guys went to the Coachella one that he did, where everybody was complaining about the food. I know friends who went to that as well.
Brunchella.
So some people, there were opposites on both sides. So I would just love to know what your thoughts are, and if you guys are going to attend the opera.
Absolutely.
I'd like to know.
Well, really quick before we wrap, we're going to do some Gram Glam and vote on the favorite Instagram photo of the week.
It's my favorite.
I know. First up, we have Kim in this very awkward position.
Me.
You guys remember during school when you do that game where you had to walk like a crab?
Yes.
This is what's going on.
Me when I get dressed every morning trying to get into my clothes.
This is Kim trying to get into Skims.
She looks hot.
She looks great. And the next is Courtney. This is kind of a more glammed up photo that we've seen from her in a while.
Mm-hmm.
She looks incredible. I love the shoes. The next we have is Chloe.
Ooh. Looking like Chris.
We have a little bit less of noticeable face tuning on the nose in this one.
I feel like she left Facetune alone for this.
Yeah. I think so. I like it.
Good. I love this photo. She looks amazing. Gorgeous.
I don't know why looking at this photo, but remember her mugshot?
Why am I
thinking of her mugshot
now? Chloe. She looks great.
She's come a long way. You go, Coco.
She has.
You go, Coco.
The next is a screenshot of a video that was posted for Kindle. She didn't post much this week, but this was she almost looks like an alien.
I was like, who is that?
She looks like a Bratz doll.
She does.
Like a hot Bratz doll.
With the tub. Is that Kylie's tub in the back? That's the gold tub.
Mm-hmm. Is she wearing color contacts? Expensive.
They would have gold tubs.
I don't know what it is. I didn't even recognize her.
I don't know. And then lastly, we have Kylie. This is a photo from her holiday collection shoot.
Oh, okay.
I feel like all the holiday collections are all very Christmassy with the red and the white and a lot of people's campaigns.
She looks very vintagey.
So Kylie has her collection out for the Christmas holidays, and the girls, Courtney, Chloe, and Kim, did a great job with having the diamond perfume.
Oh, yeah.
They are so smart, and I mean, I give kudos to their teams because I know they're okay, holidays coming up. What can we get out now to get people have those stocking stuffers?
Heck yeah.
They are smart.
They know what they're doing.
KKW.
They know what they're doing.
I'm just curious if Kendall's going to have her own...
Like, what Kendall's like, you know, I'm a supermodel. I don't got to do anything.
Yeah, her own business. Like, does she want to get into makeup or skin or a fragrance like the other girls?
That is true.
We're waiting on it, Kendall. All right. On the count of three. Mm-hmm. One, two, three. All right.
Oh. Two Courtney, one Kendall, and one Chloe.
Yeah.
I picked Kendall just because I think the color contacts worked for me and I loved it.
She looked like a hot alien, though.
Yeah.
Like a hot Bratz doll.
Yes.
I chose Chloe because I really appreciate her not using Facetune. I think she looks amazing. She doesn't need it. You don't need it.
You're beautiful. You do not need that. I picked Chloe. Okay. Courtney. Because I feel like on her social media, she's starting to come out a little bit more and starting to show a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And she looks really great in that photo. So I root for you, my Aries sister.
Hey,
fire signs.
I chose Courtney same. She's killing the game in this photo. She looks great. The shoes look great. The whole outfit is just so well put together. Like, kudos to you, girl. And she looks like a boss in her little director seat. So,
I'm going to pick that when I'm 40.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for keeping up with us this week. Mm-hmm. Make sure to tune in next week. We've got a lot more to cover. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And?
Yes, I'm Rachel Robillard. Thank y'all so much for tuning in and to the live stream. I want to give a special shout out to Dara. It's root beer and chocolate. That's her Instagram name. I think you are great. And so I really appreciate you. And I want to give a special shout out to my mom.
Yeah.
She's in studio. So special shout out to her. I love her. You can follow me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard.
Yes, we love Rachel's mom. Hi, mom. She's a studio mom. You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Howard and I, we do more reality on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, called Back to Reality. We do talk a lot of Kardashians on there as well. So you guys check that out on Sundays.
Yes, I am Howard the Third. You can follow me on all social media outlets. Ooh, at Howard the Third. I also do the Sisters After Show with Nikki over here on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and the Growing Up Hip Hop New York After Show Thursdays. Season finale this Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So hang out with me there.
All right, you guys. We'll keep up with you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.